Tips for passing the farm on to the next generation. Today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Like pretty much everything else in the world, there are right ways and wrong ways to plan a farm transition. Mike Downey is an Iowa farmer who works in transition planning for an Illinois company called Uncommon Farms.
In the next 10 or 15 years, it's estimated we're going to see the greatest transfer of farm wealth our country has ever seen. When you look at the amount of wealth currently held by the baby boomers and the silent generation ahead of them.
Downey says pulling off a proper farm transition is not easy.
Only 30% of farms make it to the second generation. Of those, only 12% make it to the third, and then 3% to the fourth.
Still, says Downey, it can be done.
Successful farms that transition focus on succession first, then their estate planning or their tax planning. They identify and train their successors early. They determine what is fair and equitable. They 100% commit to communicate. They work with a team of advisors, and they take timeouts.
Downey offered a ton of transition planning info in a recent webinar put on by the American Society of Agricultural Consultants. And there's a link to it on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.